That's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm Karen Morris. I'm 45 years old. Today is Monday, May 27th, 2019. I'm recording an interview in Madison, Alabama with my grandmother, Hazeltine Lyrene, and she is going to tell us her name and age now.
My name is Florence Hazeltine Lyrene, and I am 94 years old and will be 95 tomorrow. So I am 364 days into the year, and I'm here with my two granddaughters, Karen and Sonia. One was born in Germany, and one was born where?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham. Oh, dear.
So, today I want to ask you about your high school experience.
My high school experience was typical of high school students up until my sophomore year, when the World War II was about to begin. And we were all dismissed from school at noon, and we had to go to work in some war-related thing to help out with the... Because the United States was not ready to go to war, and they had to rebuild their fleet, their army, and their Air Force, and it was a scary time to live.
So, what was your job that you had to go do?
We had a little hut that we went into, and we spotted airplanes coming over and recorded them so that if any enemy planes came. We were very close to the war because of the location of the ocean and the Gulf, and so we took it seriously.
Right, so you were in Silver Hill, Alabama.
I was in Silver Hill, Alabama, which is about 20 miles from Mobile, but not that far a plane would go, or the... And we were close to Pensacola and then the Navy Air Force down there. And we were in a very vulnerable place.
So what good things do you remember that were not so scary? What were your favorite subjects in school and favorite teachers maybe?
I really don't. I liked literature and English, and I was no good at math. But I did like chemistry and some of the sciences. So that's about it.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
Not really, because it was such a traumatic time. The male teachers were all being drafted, and they were bringing in people to teach us who were merely high school graduates. Mm-hmm. So we really had to dig out our education for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So how old were you when the war started and you had to start going after school to look for planes?
I was about 15.
Okay. So you said that your male teachers were being drafted. What about your classmates?
Yeah, that was very sad because they didn't wait to draft them until they graduated, and some of them had to come back and repeat high school times that they had had once. because they hadn't been allowed to finish maybe 3 months.
So you said that you enjoyed literature classes. Do you remember any favorite things that you studied in literature classes?
I like poetry a lot. And I had an excellent English teacher. She was above average, and she liked it too, so that made a big difference.
Do you have a favorite poem from high school that you remember studying with her?
I'm sure I do, but I just can't recall right off.
So you memorized a lot of poetry in high school, and then you continued that practice. I know you still recite poetry at times. Do you have a favorite poem that comes to mind currently that has been your favorite for a while?
"In grief there a man with soul so dead who never to himself is dead. This is my land."
So who is the author of that poem? Who is the author of that poem?
I don't know. Who is?
That's a pop quiz I was not prepared to answer. We'll have to research that one.
Yeah.
So what other high school experiences do you remember? Who were your friends, and who do you remember from those days?
Not really, but I think, as far as I know, there's only 3 of us that are still living from our graduation class.
Well, that's longevity there.
Yeah.
That's a good record. How many students were in your graduating class, do you think?
Well, I wish I had my stuff from home, because I had a graduation announcement still.
Wow.
I think there was about 50 of us.
That's a good size. That's a small town. So 50 is a good size.
Well, there was a lot of them, like I say, that were drafted that did not graduate with our class.
Okay, so that 50 before the draft, and then fewer with the draft. So when you were in high school, what were your goals? What did you want to be when you grew up?
My goals was to be a housewife. Mm-hmm. Raise children. I loved animals.
And you accomplished those things?
I think so.
Yeah. You had a farm, so you were around animals. You were married for how long?
You know, I really don't know.
Decades.
I have forgotten. But it was into the 70 years.
And you have 3 boys.
3 sons.
Yes.
But then the next generation was girls.
Right. So you have parented and grandparented successfully.
I don't know if I'm great-grandparenting successfully or not, but I do have great-grandchildren.
Right. Well, the use of technology will help with the great-grandparenting as well. With recordings like this one, you'll have a way to continue to be an influence in their lives as well. So, I have a question I always ask anyone who has gone beyond the high school experience and accomplished several goals. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
Respect your elders and don't feel like they are stupid when they don't agree with you. And that's about the only good advice I can think of at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So, is there anything that you had dreamed of doing that you were not able to accomplish for whatever reason?
I really wanted to go to medical school, but it was impossible. And
what made it impossible?
Finances were one thing, mm-hmm. big thing.
And what about women in medicine? Was that something that was not very common at the time? Women didn't go to medical school.
That's right. But see, my mother was a nurse. Mm-hmm. So, and four of my sisters were nurses. Mm-hmm. So this next generation will have to find a few.
Right. So tell us about your siblings. You mentioned four of your sisters being nurses. How many siblings do you have?
I had five sisters and two brothers.
And where are you in the birth order?
I was just about the middle. It was Esther and Conway and Agnes and Ruth, and I was fifth.
All right. Which siblings did you get along with the best?
I guess Edith, who was younger than me, because we were the ones that were left at home mm-hmm. after the other older ones had gone.
So, what about for your great-great-grandchildren? Listening decades from now, do you have any wisdom that you would like to pass on to them? Or?
I really don't, but...
Tell us about what makes a person successful then.
You have to believe in what you're doing and keep plugging away and ignore comments, but consider advice. So that's the only thing I can say right off the bat.
What would you tell somebody who feels like they're not getting to do their dream job and they're in a job where they are just sort of doing the day-to-day tasks?
I don't know. I had a brother-in-law that lived that way. And he didn't like what he was doing. He didn't see any future to it. And it's very sad to not be able to find your niche in life.
Do you think that people have a perfect niche, or is there always some aspect of struggle to make yourself fit in with whatever situation you find yourself in?
I have no comment on that.
So, what other aspects of your adolescence or early adulthood can you tell us?
About what?
Anything about your late teenage years, or any funny stories that you can recall about things at school or with siblings?
I don't write off. Mm-hmm.
So how old were you when you got married?
18.
So... tell us about being a newlywed. Was it?
A newlywed.
A newlywed. So an 18-year-old moving out of her household and becoming an adult. What was that like?
It was tough because it was wartime. Mm-hmm. Food was rationed. Gas was rationed. you couldn't buy appliances. And I had a wood cook stove, and I had to heat the water on the top of the stove. And we went out in the woods and picked up wood to burn in the cook stove. And when appliances became available, we were told we could pick out any one appliance, but we could only have one. So I don't remember which one I chose, but I just remember that seemed kind of odd.
So did you go into farming right away when you got married?
Well, George was already farming.
Okay. But you had not grown up on a farm?
No.
So what was that adjustment like? Did you enjoy it?
It was such a traumatic, unsettled era that I just, you know, you couldn't go a lot. We walked a lot, and we had a swimming hole, huh? on the farm, and lots of relatives to visit.
So how old were you when you became a mom?
19.
What was that like?
I remember one of my sisters saying, she doesn't care about anything else now that she's got Alan. So I'm about out of breath. I'll be gasping for breath.
No problem. Well, thank you for talking with us.